the destination. No, it's about the journey. No, it ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speak. Yes, it is.
Good morning, and welcome to another service of Michelle Speaks Ministries. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning, and it's one of my favorite days. First of all, it's always a good day because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But you know what time it is. It is Women with Wisdom. And so you know how much I love Women with Wisdom, Women's with Wisdom Sundays. I can't even get it out because I'm trying to say it so fast, but so excited, ever rejoicing that I have these phenomenal women with us. And you know who they are. You know, you have the Mogul Mommy, Miss Elaine Johnson, and you have the Millennial Moment being brought to you by none other than Janelle LaRue. But we're going to get this started the way we always do, and that's giving praise to the one who made it all possible, starting with "We're Not Lucky, We're Loved." Oh, that's not the name of the song. It's "I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved." It's by Jonathan Reynolds.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love. Yeah, I'm not lucky in love. Cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love.
Jonathan McReynolds, "I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved." That's the truth. We are not lucky, we are loved. If it was about luck, mine would have run out a long time ago. It is nothing but his agape love that covers and keeps and continues to meet us with brand new mercies each morning. And so that is what I am thanking him for. Not lucky stars, not anything else, no chance, just his amazing and unconditional love. And because he has such amazing and unconditional love for us, we don't want nobody but him. Love Theory, Kirk Franklin. Ho!
brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
I don't want to love nobody but you. And that is exactly how we feel on today. God, you first loved us. You chose us. And all we want to do is be pleasing in your sight. That's why we get started with praise. It is intentional, recognizing that he is our all and all. Nothing that we do is without him. And so it is important that we pause long enough to give him praise, that we pause long enough to acknowledge our very existing, the breath we're taking even right now has been ordained. That's just how serious this is. And so to be thinking about what's next in the moment, think about thank you. Think about thank you. Because there's moments that are not promised or guaranteed. I can have all the plans I want, but if I don't take the time to appreciate the moment, the present, the now. And that's all he's saying. I love you right now. I'm thinking about you right now. I'm with you right now. Can you just be present with me? And so that's what we are doing. That's what this is about. It is about acknowledging him, worshiping him, so that he can do in us a great work. And so we're going to move right into our scripture. It is time for the scripture. And today's scripture is a very, very familiar passage. It is Romans, the 8th chapter, the 37th and the 38th verse. And it reads as follows. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I just read for you Romans, the 8th chapter, the 37th through the 38th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers. The hearers and doers of his word, for his word is already blessed. Nothing can separate us. Yeah, we can walk away from him and that will separate us. But as long as we abide in him and he abides in us, nobody can pluck us out of his hands. And I love that he went through the details of saying there's no depth, there's no height. Like he gave this litany. Paul was intentional about describing the things that potentially can make us feel like we are no longer his children. The enemy uses every opportunity to take a fault, a shortcoming, to say, you're disconnected, You're disconnected. He thinks he's the spiritual operator. Your line has been disconnected. That is a lie. You have not been disconnected because he doesn't have the wherewithal to make any cutoffs with God. So the good thing is that as long as we remember that we are connected, that nothing short of us walking away separates us. And that is why we sing, that is why we praise, that is why we seek his face. So that there is no lie that can be drummed up from the pit of hell that causes us to get distracted and derailed from what he intends on our life. May that word carry you through. The next time you fall and you don't think you can get up, because nothing separates you. Not your fall, not your mistake. It is as easy as saying, I was wrong, I confess my sins, and I need your help to get back in alignment with you, and it is done. It is done. It is done. You don't owe man anything. David says, it is you and you alone that I have sinned against, and he had committed murder and adultery. He had done all these things, and he's like, I'm not worried about them. I know I have sinned against you. And that's all God is saying. Own that you've fallen short. And I'm here to pick you back up. Let us prepare for our hearts and minds for prayer. We will have Thank You by Yolanda Adams that will usher us right in to prayer.
You saved my soul. I'm compelled to praise you like a woman out of control. So I lift up holy hands, take advantage of this chance to say thank you. When I think about what you brought me through, I'm reminded to praise you for all that you had to do. So I lift up holy hands, take advantage of this chance to say thank you. So from the bottom of my heart,
we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for how you cover and keep us. We thank you, oh God, that in you we find all that we stand in need of. We thank you, oh God, that last night wasn't our last night. We thank you that you greeted us with brand new mercies this morning. We thank you that you keep us in perfect peace. We thank you, oh God, that you keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, oh God, that you have been our provider, that you've been our protector. We thank you, oh God, because we realize that it was nothing that we have done on our own. It is everything that you have done for us and through us. And so, God, we come before you on today to say thank you. We don't thank you enough for everything you've done. We don't thank you that you stood guard over our doors last night, that you dispatched angels to war on our behalf, God, that you covered us with traveling mercies, that you watch over our children, oh God, that nothing comes up against them, that you've been a fence all around our families. We thank you that even when we have our troubles, that we are not encouraged, we're not going through them by ourselves, that the tests and the trials are necessary to show us who we are in you, and most importantly, who you are in us. We thank you on today because we realize that if we had not had tests, if we didn't have trials, if we weren't attacked, we wouldn't understand what it means to call you a healer, to call you a deliverer, to call you a promise keeper. See, we would be able to sing about it, but we wouldn't know about it. And so, God, we thank you that it's not just a song. These are not just lyrics, but it's experience. God, we thank you. We thank you for every time we had doubt, you were there in the midst to say, I am here with you. We thank you that even when our faith was wavering, you propped us back up and said, be still and know that I am God. We thank you that you have been faithful throughout it all, God, that when we fell short, you still were there, that when we were making poor decisions, you still were there. Not that there weren't any consequences, but God, you never left us alone. This is why we praise you. This is why we thank you. See, we could have been caught up in our depression. We could have been bound by oppression. We would have been stuck in our stupidity, but you saw fit to pull us up. And so, God, we thank you on today. For everything, from traveling mercies to clarity and vision, from plans on paper to walking in purpose, from concepts to businesses, from empty accounts to fruitfulness. God, we thank you. And we thank you for it all. All that we've been through and all that we're going to go through. Because we know if you allowed it, it has to be for our good. You promised it would work together for the good. So we're thanking you in advance for all that we will do and go through for the good of us and those that are attached to us. We offer up this prayer, oh God, as humble and sincere as we know how. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We are ever grateful and thankful to a God who hears and answers prayer. He is not looking for form or fashion. He is not looking for us to pontificate. He is not looking for this litany of melodic songs. And he is simply saying, pour out your heart to me. He's ready to receive it all. Hallelujah. And so, as I said at the top of the hour, it is Women with Wisdom Sunday. And this group of women continue to keep me in awe, surprising me every time we connect. And so, I don't know if you're ready, but I'm ready. I'm ready for this session. And you know who she is. You know, she is bringing fire, right? I used to call her the Energizer. That was just fire, right? Just fuego, just fire. She is bringing it all. And she's bringing it with the love of Christ in her heart. And so let's prepare for none other than Miss Elaine Johnson, Mantras from a Mogul.
Hey everyone, good morning. I am so excited to be here. It's your girl, Elaine Gonzalez Johnson, bringing you your mantra for the month. So this mantra has a story, but I'm going to tell you the mantra first. All right, so The mantra is, I am who God says I am, which is crazy because as Michelle was breaking down today, I'm like, the Lord be knowing that we are so in sync without us really, truly knowing. That's how y'all know God is real. So a couple of weeks ago, I was minding my business because if you didn't know, I am the president of Minding My Business Ministries. And I was on Facebook and I realized that there was a thread. And the thread was actually about me. And there was about over 30 comments. And I mean, it was negative, negative, negative. So at first I thought it was funny. Like, oh my goodness, I'm over here minding my business and these people are talking about me. But then after about 60 minutes, when you start replaying those messages in your mind and in your spirit and in your heart, then you start to ask yourself little questions like, is that true? I should have never did that. I should have never said that. And then I started crying a whole river, y'all. Okay. Because we are here in the spirit of honesty and transparency. And I am not a robot. Okay. I am a real person with real feelings. So as I'm thinking, I just start crying. And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to say this. And I'm not going to do that. But then I called on my friend. That's why it's important that y'all have praying friends, okay? I called my friend who's also a minister, Sarah. I was like, Sarah, and I know I must have freaked her out, guys, because I called her and I was like, I am just so upset. People have this thread about me. And she's like, we're going to pray. She prayed the heavens down for your girl. By the time we said amen, I already felt better. Like, this is not a joke. I know that I'm funny, but I'm not being funny. Like, I instantly felt like God reminded me, all those people have something to say about you, but what did I say about you? Who did I say you were? What gifts did I give you? So after I blocked all these people and deleted these people, I started to think about myself and how it's called a social media feed for a reason, guys. It is feeding you messages. It is feeding you insecurities. It is feeding you what you should do, what you can't do. And then it really made me realize how many other people are in this situation that may not have a praying friend, that may not have a relationship with Christ the way I have a relationship with Christ. And that's why I'm so grateful for this platform, because God told me to go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 11. And after Adam and Eve had sinned, y'all want to know what's the first thing God told them? Who told you that? Like, legit, you can go to your Bible. They was out here minding their business. They sinned, right? Then they were naked. They didn't know they were naked. But as soon as they sinned, they started to like look for clothes. And God said, who told you were naked? And you know what God said to my spirit? Who told you weren't good enough? Who told you weren't gifted? Who told you not to write the book? Who told you not to start the business? Who told you weren't fit enough? Who told you weren't pretty enough? Because who is God telling you that you are? My Bible says that I am wonderfully made. My Bible says that I am loved. My Bible says that Jesus died for me. And just like Pastor Michelle said, just for me, just like I am today, raggedy or not, looking like a John or not, perfect or not, he died for me. And in this season, when we're in a pandemic, just like Pastor Michelle said, yo, I know that the enemy is trying to plant seeds of insecurity in your spirit. He's trying to use everything against you. Oh, you thought you was going to Netflix and chill with your boo? Now you're comparing yourself to these women on TV. Oh, you thought you was going to be on Instagram posting something for your business? Now you just so happen to look at a thread about you. Because as I said, I was minding my business, y'all. But the enemy is real tricky because he knows that everything attached to me wins. And if he can get Elaine down, everything attached to me is going to go down as well. So the first thing I want to leave you with is get yourself a praying friend, because in this season, we were not made to do life alone. Number two, crack open that Bible, download that Bible app, because there is nothing that anyone could tell you better than your Father, your Creator himself, right? And number three, if you don't remember nothing about nothing in this segment, remember what God says about you. I love y'all. That was all I had for today.
But you know, like, that wasn't a lot. Oh, I love y'all. That's all I had for today. It wasn't a lot. it was just, you know, me dropping gems like I do. I love when she says I was minding my own business. I was minding my own business. I am the president, she said, of the minding my own business. But more importantly, who does God say I am? Come on with it, Elaine. Who does God say? Can you just emphasize that one more time? Just how important it is that when you are catching hits.
Listen, because the hits are going to happen. The hits are going to happen. And honestly, the hits make you stronger. Like, I feel like just like when you think about a boxing match, your first fight is different than your 10th because you're better prepared for that thing. And in this walk, we have to see it the same way.
Yeah. I love that you said boxing, because most folks used to say, you know, and I do think he's a good boxer, but when he first came out, Tyson, right? He, the 1-2, and he was knocking folks out. And I was saying then, I'm like, yeah, but can he take a hit? Mm-hmm. It looks like he can give some hits, but can he take a hit? And when he got into the ring with an experienced boxer who did not have a glass jaw because he had been through some things, he realized that he wasn't prepared to take hits.
Right.
And so listening to you, I just need the listeners to understand that Elaine can take hits now. Yeah, she's in a whole different class weight. Right. See, most folks want to be featherweights and act like they're heavyweights, but there's some hits that come to be a heavyweight. So thank you. As always, this is why I love these women. This is why I love these women, but she ain't going far, right? We're going to all be back in just a moment. We're going to all be back. We are bringing up, you know who she is. I mean, she all cooled out. I tell you, I feel like I was underdressed for today. I've got the glamorous life, and then I got Kumo D about to come on. We have none other. The Miss Janelle LaRue bringing us a millennial moment.
Oh, wow. Kumo D now. That's amazing. I'll take it. Oh, my gosh. What do you say after? I don't even want to talk. I don't. I literally am over here praising the Lord because that spoke to me. That spoke directly to me. And again, Janelle LaRue, millennial moment. With that, and it's related. This always happens. Y'all, we really don't talk. We just come in and boom, here we go. So going into the Lent season, so many thoughts have been flowing. So much has been happening in my life. So much has been happening in the life of my family. And I think that everyone has had some nugget of something in their world that has just been going on, whatever the struggle was. And I literally was just one day looking for a word. Just looking for a word. And I stumbled upon an old devotional. It just came right up. It came up on Facebook. One from Joyce Myers. And I actually would like to share it because it really spoke to me. And it's called God Speaks So He Can Help Us. So the Bible verse is, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And that comes from Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And for those of you like me who always hear the word yoke and think it has to do with an egg, it does not. A yoke is a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to the plow or cart that they are about to pull. So think wooden cross piece, two heads, okay? The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. All right, that's me. That wasn't Joyce. That's me. All right, actually, that's the Lord. Here we go. Here's Joyce, though. When God speaks to you about an issue that needs to be dealt with in your life, you should not put it off. You can trust that the anointing, which is the power and ability of the Holy Spirit, is present to break its grip on you. If you put off confronting the problem until you want to deal with it, you may have to face trying to change without God's power or anointing. We often want to do things in our own timing, and we struggle and struggle because it is not anointed by God at the time we are trying to deal with it. For example, there are times when we feel, when I feel like I want to confront an issue with an employee, but I know that it will be wiser for me to pray about it for a while and let God prepare that person's heart. When I follow God's timetable, I always have His anointing to get it done. I have learned to deal with issues when God wants to deal with them and leave them alone when He wants me to wait. I have also had the frustrating experience of trying over and over to change myself without waiting on God's help and timing. God's anointing must be present for anything to work right in our lives. When God convicts us of something that needs to change in our lives, that means He has prepared us to face it. We may not feel that we are ready, and I will say equipped is the word that always comes to mind. But we can trust that His perfect timing and His anointing is present to break the yoke that is hindering our full freedom. I've learned to say, Lord, I may not feel ready. If You say the time is now, then I trust that Your power is with me and I'm willing to be obedient to You. As you step out in faith to deal with issues, you will find that the wisdom, grace, power, and ability that you need are present. God's word for you today, don't put off until another day what He wants you to deal with today. And what's special about this particular devotion and what we're talking about today and the things that I was feeling and I'm still sitting in them is the fact that Elaine said it. It comes back to, who does God say I am? You said something else. You said, anything I touch will win. He has anointed us for certain things. And He puts us in position and He puts us in the right timing. And sometimes we're sitting there thinking, are you sure you want me to do this? I don't feel equipped. I don't feel ready. This is not the time. I got some other things going. You want me to do this? What? You mean I got to work all night? You know, I gotta add more hours. You mean to tell me my family's gonna fall apart? But God, He puts it all, and you have to trust Him. You gotta trust Him that where He's placed you, He has prepared you. He's prepared you to take the hits. He's prepared you to open the path that's never been opened before. But He's prepared you to also increase the trust, increase the faith. Because if we know nothing about God, if we know nothing else, if He did it before, He'll do it again. If He's saved you before, He's saved you again. If He's prepared you before, He'll prepare you again. He'll do it again. So when He starts talking and He starts moving and He starts putting things in your path and you say, hold up, Lord, for real? And you start doing one of these turnarounds, trying to figure it out. Get yourself together, gather it. Lord, I may not feel ready, but if You say the time is now, then I trust that Your power is with me and I'm willing to be obedient to You. That's what I got. God is so good. He is so enormously, amazingly good. He gives you what you need when you need it. If you're only willing to lean in, listen, pay attention, and be honest. We talked about honesty today. The honest part is that we are human. Our humanity is always going to show up. And you got to be honest about that, because that's the only way we'll be able to get through and get through together. So I'm going to bow out because I could go. Because this whole, when you talk about anointing can mean a lot of things too. This whole situation today, we ain't talk. But Father, I thank You. I thank you. Michelle, I thank you. Elaine, I thank you. The anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I'm done, Michelle. I promise you. I'm muting.
You do not have to mute. Sometimes you just gotta let God have his way. And so I was not about to interrupt that flow. You just gotta let God have his way. And if he, you clearly have more to say about the matter. So go ahead.
I
come
don't.
Off mute. I thought we were going to get a whole sermon, Elaine. I just sat back in the chair. I was like, all right. So, you know, just let us know. So, because we're going to have to close out, but go right ahead.
But the songs were talking, and then you were talking, you were praying, and Elaine, you were preaching, and I was looking at full transparency. So much has been happening that I just have not been in a space of creativity. And when you come on here, you want to be able to give people something. What did I learn? How am I thinking about things? And let's be clear. I am not an expert. I'm learning like you. I'm struggling like you. You know? And so,
I think that's the thing, Janelle. People think that because we serve Christ openly, that we have arrived, or that we know it all, or that we're experts. And so continually sharing the message that I'm a regular schmegula John that is in love with Jesus the Christ, and I'm going to show you how I rock this thing so that you can know you are equipped to rock this thing too. That's what I love about Michelle Speaks Ministries. That's how we change lives. That's how we push the kingdom forward, because people feel so unqualified.
Imposter syndrome.
Everybody came prepared to preach today. Come on with it, ladies. Come on with it.
That imposter syndrome, I see it all the time on IG. If you swipe, you start seeing it. We're having even more conversations about it. Not feeling qualified. But if he placed you there, he prepares you to be there.
That's right.
The reason we don't feel qualified is sin.
Come on.
That's why God says, I want to keep you from sin. Because what it does is cripple everything I put. It literally just drags whatever you did over here into this, right? You brought up Adam and Eve. Like, you know, they didn't know they're naked, but because they ate the fruit, sin now was in everything. It doesn't stay in one box, right? Sin is not confined to this facet of my life, but not that facet of my life. And so sin, the enemy says, you see, you a hot mess over here. I don't even know what makes you think. Did you get good grades in school? What makes you think that you qualify for this? Like, it'll bring up something from 50 years ago. Like, you know, you're a little slow. Why are you trying to? And that is because the enemy is after. He's trying to take mistakes and make mistakes messes for a lifetime. He wants to dismantle, you know, everything that God is saying, what I have before you, who I am within you, and the noise in our heads and in our hearts. That's why God charges us, renew your mind. You brought up Joyce Myers. One of the books I read was The Battlefield of the Mind. The enemy plays chess. We over here playing checkers, talking about some kingy. And he's like, same board, different game. Yeah, you go ahead with your whole kingy thing. Meanwhile, I'm taking out your rugs. I'm taking out your bishops, right? And we end up on boards without understanding who we are. So we end up feeling like rooks when we're kings and queens. Right? We end up pretending that we are a different kind of piece when God is saying, you're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my eye. The enemy is telling you you're dispensable. I never said that. I never said that. But there is something when you started talking about the anointing. You know it's him. When I'm in spaces and places and I look up and go, how did I get here? I now say, I'm not sure how I got in this room, but I'm in it. So you need to tell me, am I listening in this room? See, this is where we go wrong. Because I may not be familiar with the room. I know how I got there. And now I'm looking for further instruction. Am I listening? Am I speaking? Am I watching? I'm not going to get in this room and, you know, show up like I know what I'm doing. I'm still going for further instructions. Next step, please. Next step, please. Next step, please. Right? Because I'm not going to get in here act like, oh, I'm smashing it. No. I didn't bring me here. I didn't bring me in this room. I didn't bring me to this level. I didn't bring me to this platform. I didn't bring me here. Since I didn't bring me here, then I have to be mindful that the anointing on my life brought me here. That means purpose is here. And if it's purpose, then it's not my plan. So I still need instruction. I need instruction. And so it's humility. Because sometimes we get platforms and pride kicks in. So can I come into this space and say, yes, Lord? Oprah Winfrey said, be careful of those who are always, you know, clamoring at your feet and celebrating you at your feet, because they'll be the same ones with a knife at your throat. Mm-hmm. And so what I have said to God, make me mindful that I never think I know so much that I'm staring you out of. Keep me at your feet. Mm. Don't, you know how when we were growing up, we thought we were so grown, we could look our parents in the face? You know, that whole, well, let me just tell you, like, we just couldn't wait to get old enough to look at our parents eye to eye. I don't ever want to get that grown that I think I can size up Jesus. Ooh. That, you know, I'm giving him the, well, I'm grown attitude. Mm-mm. And so may he forever keep me at his feet. I would rather be stripped and at his feet than prospering on my way to hell.
That's a word on today.
Yeah, none of this means anything. None of it. But if I know, like Elaine says, that people that are attached to me win, then I have to be mindful, because I'm now impacting the people attached to me. So my pride can keep others from getting a timely delivery. Imagine, we're in Black history. Imagine if Harriet was just like, I'm good.
Mm. Come on now, come on.
I'm good. I went back, I got my family. All I really want is my mom and my dad now, and I'm out. But God made it so that she always had a burning desire to go back. And she didn't go back. When he sent her back, she went back. Right. Never to be caught, never to lose anyone. Come on. Never to be caught, never to lose anyone?
That timing.
That's why you can't act like you know. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't act like you know. Never to be caught. Never to lose anyone. There are generals who can't say they never lost a soldier. There are people in the army that can't say that. She never became, first of all, she wouldn't have lasted as a prisoner of war, right? Because they would have made a public minutes out of her. They would have been a public demonstration.
Yeah.
But God said, if you follow me, and that is what I pay attention to. And I don't get it right all the time. There are folks who are like, ooh, you will not catch me out here lying. I do not get it right all the time. I am always asking Jesus to be. Today, I was just like, that was so sideways. Let me go make that right. Let me go make that right. And so they hear us say it all the time that we don't practice and rehearse this. I know they think that we do. Because, you know, they're like, well, you're always in sync. We're not. Don't you understand that that's why the spirit has to be on one accord? Where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. And therefore, when Elaine says something, it sparks Janelle. And when Janelle's like, yeah. And then I'm sitting here, I was all in. Like, I was like, okay, you gotta get your face right. But I was all in when they were speaking. I need to encourage leaders, pastors, presidents, CEOs, do not become so caught up in your title that you cannot learn to listen. Mm. And then listen to learn. See, I think you have to learn to listen because you get to a certain level and you don't think you need to listen. So you got to remind yourself and teach yourself to keep listening. Mm. To those that you may not consider your equal. Yeah, leaders have a tough time with that sometimes. But then you have to listen to learn, because if you're ever going to lead people out of bondage, and not just for your profits, then you have to make sure that you are engaged at a level that says, I'm learning what's important to the people and that I am here for the people. That. That's why I love this group.
Can I just add, I just had that conversation 2 hours ago.
Wow.
Humility, wow. Ego. 5 minutes before I got on here, had a conversation about marriage. Who should lead in the marriage? And then we started talking about the need to listen. I asked him a question, and it's like, it's off topic, but it just it shows how much all this intersects with every part of life. I said, you know, I want to ask you some questions about what it means to be a Black man. Tell me what that experience is. And I don't want to have a rebuttal. I may not agree. I really just want to hear you. And we talked about how women need that too. Just sit. Listen. The importance of listening, and not listening with rebuttal, but hear me. As a leader, hear what people are saying. The people that you love, your family, my nieces and nephews. I have to take, and we talked about this, take a deep breath. If you hear something that you you might want to rebut, but hear. Okay, I don't agree with that. I'm not telling you that. Okay. Just hear, being present. You talked about being present, be present. Hear, listen, and you realize that so much of what you need to know is right there. If you just back it up, take a deep breath.
Come on.
Be humble, get rid of that ego, and just, I do not like what you had to say, because I don't agree with it. However, you know what, I'm glad I understand now. Because I know why you make the decisions that you make. I know how you operate.
Yes.
Now I know what resources I need to put in place. Now I know what stop gaps, and now I know how to pray for you. Now I can tell you some of the shortfalls I've had. So you understand, I get it. I got you. Okay. We got to understand it now. Because I've heard you. And Elaine, you talk about that with Dr. Johnson. On your podcast. I've heard you.
All the time.
How important it is just to listen in a marriage.
You keep saying you finish and you're not, but that's okay. That's quite all right. What I love about our conversations is that they're honest. Yeah. They're honest. And listening, the quickest way to end any relationship is to be a poor listener. Mm-hmm. Any relationship is to be a poor listener. Friend, sister, husband and wife, be a poor listener. That's the quickest way. And that's exactly what God says to us. The reason you can't prosper is because you won't be still and listen. You think you know it all. And that is done in your own strength. And you have all the answers because it looked like something you did before. And God is like, my ways are not your ways. And I don't care what it looked like. I made it. How you gonna tell me how it's gonna turn out? Come on, Elaine, with closing remarks. We're coming up on the hour. Can you believe it? We are always doing this.
I feel like we just got started.
And that's why I said, you give us your last 1.5 minutes. How would you close out?
I would say that get into a great village of people who are going to help you level up and be better. You know, everybody sees me like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing, but I am only amazing as the village behind me. This is not the Elaine show. There are people who pray over me, cover me, love me, allow me to be my most authentic self. And I think that's why I can operate in my God-given greatness.
Wow. We're going to have her expound on that on the next mantra. Wow. Thank you. Miss Janelle?
Yeah. I'm going to stick with the, when you walk away from here, listen. Listen. Be okay with things not being okay. And in that honesty, when it's time for you to step up and do certain things and tackle what it is you need to deal with, say to God, I'm not ready. But if you place it at my feet, I know that I'm prepared for it. Lord, walk me through. And he will walk you through that thing step by step. You heard Michelle say it. I'm in the room. Okay, what am I supposed to do in the room? It's all right to not know. It's all right to still be needing to figure it out. It's all right for it not to be okay, but you understand you have the right one to lead you, and as long as you know that, you could do anything.
I need you all to listen to what was just shared by Elaine and Janelle. We say it because we want you to know it's not rehearsed. It is God-led. What we speak, what they share, it's what he imparts. And how do I know? Because it's always based on scripture. It's always based on his word. It always can be found in his word. If you get something that cannot be found in his word, then it's not him. It's just that simple. But these are not just lessons that are applicable to a part of your life. These are lessons for life. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end. That means he covers the totality of who we are. And how many times does he have to say to us, You are the head and not the tail. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are the apple of my eye. Yeah, I've called you. I know you. I sent my only begotten son for you. Yeah. See, that's why you have to know scripture. Yeah. If you know nothing other than John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you, there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. If you just understand, and that's Romans 8:1, if you just understand what you need to speak over yourself, there you find power. There you find strength. There you will find our Savior. We thank you for joining us. These women, they mean so much to me. And most folks always think, oh, that's because you're the leader. No, I'm not the leader. It's good to be the sister. Yeah. This is a sister circle, and we get to lead each other. Amen. We get to minister to each other, and we get to pray for each other, and we get to hold each other accountable. There are times we will just text and go, thinking about you, want you to know that you all that. Want you to know, if nobody told you today, just want you to know. Want you to know. Why? Because the world is always attacking, always trying to say who we're not. And every now and then, God will send one of us to each other to say, just go tell her she's loved. Just go remind her that she can be found in me. And we pray, as Elaine said, that you get a circle that will do the same. If in your circle, you're just being leveraged, change your circle, because you need to be loved. God bless you. We thank you for joining us. We pray that you will come and join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. for our prayer call. Sundays at noon. That's right. Do not roll over and go to bed. 12 o'clock today, there's a word coming your way. God bless you. We thank you, and may heaven smile upon you. Bye-bye now.
Walking in your glory. So come on, let's go.